Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page for a Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM head girls and boys track and field coach Logan Bigler. Logan, let's just start off a little bit, talk about where are you originally from?
So I grew up in Altoona. I went to high school at Southeast Polk, graduated in 2011, then went up to UNI, was able to play college football up there, and then basically made my way here.
What other sports did you participate in school?
I was just soccer and football, and then I was kind of a super fan for a lot of our other sports.
What was it that did you come right to PCM out of college for your first job, or did you work somewhere before here?
So, no, I did not. I worked at the 6th grade center at Southeast Polk for a year, being a 6th grade PE teacher, and then I was over at Bondurant for a couple years, long-term subbing, and just gaining experience before I got my first real teaching job.
What is it that you like about the PCM community?
Oh, I love the size. I love the kids. I love the community. It's really family aspect. A lot of people are involved in a lot of stuff. And I love that about it, where I can see kids in the classroom, outside of the classroom, and see them succeed in whatever they want to do.
Is your family still close to the area? Or?
Yeah. I'm an only child, so mom and dad live in Pleasant Hill. So they're not too far away.
What is your all-time favorite food?
Pizza, probably. I mean, that's the easy one. But yeah, probably pizza.
What's your favorite topping?
Well, I grew up working at a pizza place, so I spoiled myself trying a bunch of different stuff. Probably pepperoni is probably the easiest one to go to.
Is that your favorite pizza place, or is there somewhere else in the metro or here that you like the best?
I've spoiled myself a little bit with some trips to Chicago, so Lou Malnati's is probably my favorite, the deep dish there. But if we're talking local, I don't know. Pizza in general is just good. I mean, pizza's pizza.
Do you have a tiebreaker on the Goldie's or Jersey Freeze debate?
Well, I find myself going to Jersey Freeze a lot just because it's literally 2 minutes away. And it's very easy to stop there on the way home. Goldie's is really good too. So I'm a non-biased person. I love them both.
I usually get 50-50 with the BCM kids.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
Favorite movie?
Ooh. One of my favorite series growing up, I was a big Harry Potter guy.
Yeah.
And they kind of came out when I was younger and just followed me throughout. That series is fantastic.
What's the best one, your favorite one?
Ooh, Goblet of Fire.
That's my favorite. I'm the fourth.
Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay. Do you have a hobby outside of work or, teaching or coaching?
I mean, I'm just a big sports junkie guy. I love being involved in sports. I try to golf here and there. I'm not very good, but I love playing it, recreational with buddies and things like that.
You have a favorite board game or card game?
Well, Euchre's big right now. Okay. At school. Love Euchre. Euchre's a good one. I've kind of learned to love that the past couple of years. Monopoly was a big game growing up, too.
What's the best trip you've ever been on?
2017, 2018, somewhere in there. My parents and I, we went down to Aruba for one of our first family vacations in a long time, and that was awesome.
What's a bucket list place you've never been?
I really want to go to Ireland. I'm not sure why. It just looks beautiful. I've never been up there. I'm an outdoorsy person, so that would be a place to go.
We talked ice cream already, but your favorite flavor?
No. Cookie dough. I'm a cookie dough guy.
What is your favorite college and professional sports teams?
Well, I went to UNI, but I'm kind of non-biased. I'd love to see the state schools. I mean, Iowa, Iowa State, UNI as well. I'm a big Green Bay Packers guy, and then I love the Chicago Cubs.
Any pets at home?
No. No pets? No, not right now. Not at my house. My parents have two, but that I tend to take care of quite a bit, but not at my house. I don't got enough time right now.
This is a question I asked coaches. When you were a kid, what was your favorite thing to do with your friends, like when you were growing up?
We played backyard baseball a lot, and we played capture the flag neighborhood.
Yeah.
Those were kind of our two growing up.
If you could spend one day with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
That's so tough. I think it depends on the season. Like, if it was the springtime, so Anthony Rizzo's like one of my favorite baseball players of all time. But then, like, if it's football season, Brett Favre, I would love to just sit and talk and pick their brains just to get insight on how they are and who they are.
I always like to ask, too, if you have a bucket list venue, sporting venue, that you'd love to go to someday.
The Masters.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I want to go down to Augusta.
Yeah, I never
Coach Stock is going there this year, and I am so jealous.
Yeah.
But that'd be one place. I don't even want to play golf there. I just want to walk the course.
That's a good answer. Favorite annual tradition?
Christmas Eve, my parents and I, we always get together and have a special dinner that we've had for, about 15 plus years. We always do steak and crab legs.
That sounds pretty good. If you could eat one type of sandwich throughout the rest of your life, what would it be?
I'm going to steal Peyton's PB&J.
Just PB&J.
Yeah, it can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Cannot go wrong.
I did have somebody ask me the other day if a hot dog's a sandwich, though, so I don't know. That people would choose hot dog anyway, but.
No, we're going to stick with PB&J.
PB&J. Go-to candy.
Coach Stock and I's favorite candy during track season, Twizzlers.
That's always good.
Yep.
Favorite season and why?
Fall or spring, because you kind of get a mix. Somewhere around that 70 degrees, 75 degrees. Sun's out, maybe a little bit of wind. Fall or spring, you can't go wrong.
Who's a person in your life, non-family member, you'd most likely go to for a piece of advice?
That's a good one. Right now, there's two coaches that I had growing up. One's a boys' head track coach at Sally's Polk, Jason Nolting. And then the other one is the football coach there, Brad Zelenovich. Them two have a special place in my heart from growing up and even to when I was getting into coaching. Just the background knowledge that they've helped me with has been spectacular.
Another question I like to ask coaches is there a meal that you can specialize in cooking that you say, Logan makes a really good this?
Around Thanksgiving time, I'm always in charge of two things, cheesy potatoes and green bean casserole. And mom and dad make sure that I make those. I'm not sure why, maybe because they're easy, especially green bean casserole. There's only like four ingredients. Yeah. Can't go wrong, I don't think. But those two are probably my favorite to do.
You a guy that likes to be up early in the morning or stay up late?
It's tough. I find myself up early, but then in the summertime it kind of switches a little bit. I turn into a night owl.
Yep. Well, Logan, my last question for you is, what are you most looking forward to this upcoming season?
Just being around the kiddos, helping them succeed in whatever they're wanting to succeed in, build success on what we've had. This will be our second year as a co-ed program. Last year was an absolute blessing. That was our first year doing co-ed, and I'm just looking forward to seeing this succeed and building on our success that we've had in recent years.
That's been a Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM track and field coach Logan Bigler on today's Lately Radio Sports Page. Thank you.